Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys coming up today. Going to talk plenty of NFL. We got our guy Nick Kenyon standing by. Going to get his thoughts on week three. Also going to talk NFL Coach of the Year. We took Shane Steichen 28-1 at the beginning of the year. He's now plus 625. I'll tell you guys if I still think that is a good bet. We'll also talk about Survivor Pool. Just about everybody, I'm sure, to this point, still alive. Hadn't had too much crazy upsets. We survived with Dallas in week two. We're on to week three. I'll tell you guys who I like in Survivor. And then we'll get into the college football top 25 matchups for this week. A lot of games I like, some strong leans, so we'll discuss that. Then we'll get into our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Chime in at the BetMGM Network on Twitch, on YouTube, or on X. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Tuesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line and check in with our guy, Nick Kenyon. Give Nick a follow on X, at Nick Kenyon, writer for BetMGM. And Nick, let's start with the Indianapolis Colts, man. One of the best stories right now in the NFL, 2-0. Daniel Jones is playing awesome. The vibes are high in Indianapolis. Do the Colts feel like a playoff team to you right now?
Hi, PJ. Good to see you as always. Yeah, I don't know with this team. A lot of people are making the comparison between this year's Colts and last year's Saints that just completely imploded after two really good offensive performances. And look, I will give them their flowers for going toe-to-toe with the Broncos defense that I thought was going to be the best defense in the league coming into the season. This wasn't even just a fluke performance. They went after Pat Surtain frequently, and Michael Pittman Jr. looks revived with a quarterback who is not going to be an MVP candidate. Yes, I'm not going out on a limb saying that, but if you can scheme guys open, which Shane Steichen appears to be doing, he can deliver an accurate pass, unlike Anthony Richardson. Now, I'm still skeptical of the Colts because, look, they should be a 1-1 football team. Like, that win on Sunday, PJ, I know we both had the Broncos. If that penalty doesn't happen, they're sitting at 1-1, and the conversation is completely different. With right. Their one win coming over a Dolphins team that might be one of the worst in the league. So if you made me make a prediction on it right now, I would say no. I still think there's more talent on Houston and on Jacksonville that I think this division has one playoff representative. I think it's one of those two teams. So right now they look so good, but it's tough to see them making the playoffs come the end of the regular season.
It is a big week for that division, Nick, in that AFC South. All four teams are going to play each other. You have Colts, Titans, you have Texans and Jags. We were talking about that Texans game before we hopped on air. I know you have a play in that game, so tell us who you're leaning in Houston, Jacksonville, and then do you like anything in that Indy, Tennessee game?
I think this line is so disrespectful for the Texans. Like, under no circumstances should they be an underdog. And yeah, it's that classic desperation spot. And look, it's a terrible spot on paper because you're coming off of Monday Night Football, have the short turnaround, but the defense looks so good. Like, this Texans team has played two top 10 offenses from last season, and they held the Rams to 14 and the Bucks to 20. And, like, they should have won that game last night because they just kept getting into the red zone and just couldn't convert. So I think this is a radically insulting line to Houston off of two games against really good teams. And Jacksonville hasn't played anyone yet. They played a really bad Bengals defense, and they played a really bad Panthers defense. This is going to tell us everything we need to know about the Jaguars this year. If they come out and blitz the Texans defense, this team is legit, and I think they're live to win the division. But when you're giving me the Texans as an underdog against a Jaguars team that has been so hyped coming into this season, I think I have to take it. Now, I'm going to be a glutton for punishment one last time. Give me the Titans plus 3.5 against the Colts. Look, it's a numbers play. Is there a matchup advantage for this Titans team? I'm not sure. I've been really impressed with Tony Pollard, and Cam Ward has shown glimpses of why he was the first overall pick in last April's draft. And I don't think this team's defense is really as bad as people are saying it is. Like, they just played a really good Rams offense. I think that game said more about Los Angeles and their offense than it did about Tennessee's defense. And I just think this team is pesky. So when you're giving me north of a key number, all the trends, all the historical trends say you're supposed to bet the Titans in this spot, fading a team that was a home dog. Now they're a road favorite, especially in the division. I think this game, ultimately, I wouldn't be surprised if Tennessee wins outright, but it feels like a field goal game to me.
Week 3 in the NFL, Nick. Well, usually one of my favorite weeks of the year because of these 0-2 teams. I'm with you there on the Titans and the Texans. Any other underdogs that you would look at this week, maybe just against the spread, or even maybe one you would sprinkle some money line that you think can win the game outright?
I love the Jets this week. I think they're massively overpriced against the Buccaneers. Look, Baker Mayfield has not been very good as a market favorite in his career, and he's in that same spot that CJ Stroud's coming off of, right? Except he's off a road Monday Night Football game coming home, and it's 7? Really? Like, I think the Jets have looked really good so far, and it's like, are we going to punish them for losing to a Bills team that we think is a Super Bowl contender based on the current odds? I don't think that's happening. And I think Aaron Glenn has this defense playing pretty well. The Tampa Bay, I mean, they have 2 wins by 4 points so far this year. And the Jets have the rest advantage. And I just think this team can run the ball efficiently. We don't know the status of Tristan Wirfs, excuse me. They lost Luke Getteke along the offensive line last night. Kalijah Kancey exited as well. This team is just down a lot of key pieces. So I think the Jets are really live to cover the 7. And I think they might pull off the upset against the Buccaneers team that I think the market is overrating a little bit.
I absolutely love it. Any totals, Nick, that you would look at this week? Anything over-unders that you like right now in week 3?
I kind of like the under in Houston and Jacksonville as well. There, again, some correlation there between me liking the dog, liking the under. It's 44.5 right now after last night. So there have been 26 occasions where D'Amico Ryans has coached a game where the total closed north of 42.5 points. He's now 22-4 to the under in those games. And I just think Jacksonville is in a sell high spot on their offensive record. They just scored 26 against Cincinnati, another similarly good offensive performance against Carolina, but this is the best defense they've played all season. And so I kind of like the under there. And then kind of a sneaky look, Cleveland first half team total under. We don't have lines for it yet at BetMGM, but Green Bay has extended rest, and they just held the Commanders and Lions to 6 cumulative first half points. I don't need to tell people that those two offenses are clearly better than the Cleveland offense. Last year, Cleveland was 32nd in offensive DVOA. The Commanders and Lions were both 6th or better. So I don't know how Joe Flacco moves the ball against this really good Packers defense. Last year in the first half, Cleveland finished under 7.5 points in the first half 12 times, under 6.5 points 10 times. So I'm going to look and see what the line is when it comes out. But when you're giving the Packers extended rest, I think that's a good look for the Cleveland to go under their first half team total.
Absolutely love it. Nick, right now up to this point, first 2 weeks, just about everybody is still alive in their survivor pools, haven't had too many massive upsets. So heading into week three, what would you do with your survivor selection?
Kind of a tricky week, because I mentioned, like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Buccaneers lost outright to the Jets, so that's immediately off the table for me. I'm also betting the Saints plus 7.5 against the Seahawks. I think they're a little bit of a fraudulent favorite, so I don't know if the Seahawks win outright. Look, Spencer Rattler has quietly looked very good through the first 2 weeks. He has not been the problem in New Orleans, and I think their metrics maybe, like, people are gonna all go all in on Seattle off a big win as road dogs in Pittsburgh, so no Seattle for me. That leaves me with Green Bay. I think off extended rest in Cleveland, I just think for Cleveland to have any chance in this game, they have to score points, and I don't know if they can do that, because this Packers defense, we don't even have schedule adjustments yet, and they've held two really good offenses under 20 points. And I just think the way this Packers offense is moving, we know Matt LaFleur is really good ATS in the very first month of the season. And yeah, I probably, if you made me make a bet on the side in this game, I would probably lean to Cleveland getting 9 points as home dogs. But I don't know, like, an outright win in that spot, it just feels unlikely. So I'm going to use the Packers this week in Survivor.
Very good. Nick, before we let you go, we know you're also dialed in on soccer as well. Big slate for the English Premier League coming up over the weekend. Any bets that you've already fired away on?
Give me under 2.5 goals in Everton against Liverpool. You got the Merseyside Derby to open the weekend. If you want to wake up at 7:30 on Saturday and sweat out an under, I can't think of a better way to start your weekend. So under 2.5. We saw last year with David Moyes on the road with Everton. He basically just parks the bus and plays not to lose. Four times last year under David Moyes, he played a home favorite that closed north of minus 175. All four of those games finished under the total. Three of them finished under 1.5 goals. So if you want to get a little spicy and take an alt line, I don't hate that as well. And then one more line to monitor. If Tottenham plays Mickey Van de Ven and Christian Romero on Saturday against Brighton, they should absolutely not be a road dog against Brighton, who's very hurt right now. You're sitting, looking at Tottenham around 2-1 on the three-way money line right now. I think if you want to take plus a half at a pretty juicy price, that would grab my attention. But these teams are nowhere close to what the market is saying they are right now. Tottenham's a better team. They just won outright at Manchester City as a 6-1 road dog. So it would be Tottenham or money line, but I'm going to wait till lineups on Saturday.
Very good. Great stuff. As always, NFL, EPL, our guy Nick Kenyon. Give him a follow on X at Nick Kenyon, writer for BetMGM. Joins us each and every Tuesday here on Send It In. Nick, good luck this week, my friend. We'll see you again next Tuesday.
You too, PJ. Be well.
All right, great stuff there from Nick Kenyon. Let's keep it rolling here on Send It In, you guys. We're getting ready to dive in to some of these top 25 matchups in college football. We'll look at NFL Coach of the Year, and then we will dive into my Survivor picks for week three. So if you guys are listening into the show, chime in at the BetMGM Network. Let me know what you guys are on in Survivor Pool in week three, what if you have a Coach of the Year bet as well, and anything that you like in college football. But let's break down some of these big matchups. We got number 16 Utah taking on number 17 Texas Tech with the total at 57.5. This spread feels a little trappy to me. We all know that Utah is one of the best home fields in college football. Trying to win at Bryce Eccles is very difficult. Now, what's interesting is this game is going to be the Fox Big Noon kickoff, noon Eastern, but it's going to be 9 Pacific. So this is going to be an early, early start time in Utah. You got a great defensive team in the Utes, a very good defensive line, and improving defense in Texas Tech. I like first half under 27.5. We've seen so far in the early part of the college football season, a lot of these marquee games have been low scoring in the first 30 minutes. I think this one is going to follow that same trend. So I'll take under 27.5 first half between Utah and Texas Tech. What about number 22, Auburn, going on the road to Norman this week and taking on Oklahoma, the number 11 team in the country? Sooners are favored by 6.5. The total is 49.5. think a lot of people are going to look at this game and be like, Oklahoma was a 5.5-point favorite against Michigan, and now they're a 6.5-point favorite against Auburn. How does that make any sense, right? Eye test would tell you Auburn's probably a better team than Michigan. Both teams, good defenses, and Auburn, more explosive offense for sure. I think a lot of that Auburn win, though, against Baylor had to do with Baylor and their defense and their inability to stop the run. Baylor the very next week against TCU gave up another 40 points. So Oklahoma's defense is a different animal. Jackson Arnold, who's the head coach.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
...of Auburn was with Brett Venables and the Sooners last year, so they definitely know his weaknesses and where to attack them. But I think it could be a little bit of a trap taking Auburn with this many points and people trying to compare it with, but Auburn's better than Michigan, so why are we getting more points with Auburn? I think, again, that Auburn-Baylor game was a little misleading. It was a great win for Auburn, no question. But Baylor shut down their really good wide receivers, and it was really all about the quarterback run in that game. I think Oklahoma is going to take away the QB run. They're going to make life difficult on those wide receivers. And Mateer is a really, really good quarterback. There's a reason he's favored right now to win the Heisman. So I do like the Sooners, -6.5 against Auburn. I also would lay it with Ole Miss this week, -11.5 against Tulane. Total in the game is 61.5. We'll see if it ends up being Chambliss, the backup quarterback for Ole Miss, or if Austin Simmons is going to be back and playing for the Rebels. For me, it really doesn't matter. I'd still lay it with Ole Miss because it's a fade of Tulane, a team that I really like and a team that could be the Group of Five champion and make it to the college football playoff. They have two Power Four wins this season over Northwestern and Duke, so they've challenged themselves in the non-conference. This is going to be the third Power Four team that they played. The problem is Northwestern and Duke are two teams that love to beat themselves. Northwestern had 5 turnovers in that game against Tulane. Duke could not get out of their own way. Multiple turnovers, missed field goals, drive stalling, costly penalties, missed opportunities constantly. It was kind of the same thing that Duke was doing against Illinois. So again, yes, Tulane has some nice wins. They've beaten some Power Four teams, but it's more the opponents that they played. Now they're playing a competent offense with a competent coach and an SEC team that could be in the college football playoff. I think Ole Miss wins by 2 touchdowns. I'd lay the 11.5 with them. Michigan, Nebraska, we talked about this game yesterday. This game is under, baby, 45.5. I think the first 1-20 is going to win this one in Lincoln on Saturday. Dylan Raiola, just not what I've wanted to see out of him this season. I thought he'd be a little bit better. I thought we'd see some improvement, but just kind of feels like it's the same old Raiola to me with Nebraska. So I think against this Michigan defense, they're going to have problems scoring. On the flip side, man, Nebraska's defense is solid. Bryce Underwood making his second career start. There's not going to be Sherrone Moore out there. It's going to be Biff Poggi coaching his second game for Michigan. So Wolverines just want to get in and get out with a W. They don't care what the score is. I think it's going to be an ugly, sloppy, physical, nasty 20-17 type game. I'll take under 45.5. How about South Carolina and Mizzou? I really like South Carolina this week, you guys, at plus 13.5. Maybe even sprinkle some money line against Mizzou at that nice 4-1 price. What's funny about this game is it's essentially the same game played last year, except this year South Carolina is in the spot that Missouri was in. You had about a 2-touchdown favorite last year. Missouri had their quarterback injured. They had a bunch of injuries. They went on the road to South Carolina, big dogs, and they nearly won the game outright. Well, now here's South Carolina without Sellers going on the road against a ranked team. And I think everybody is so down now on South Carolina because not only is Sellers out, but they lost 31-7 to Vanderbilt. I mean, think about yourself if you're South Carolina, right? What a shock to a system that is when you lose arguably the best quarterback in college football. You're already trailing to Vandy. That was just a tough spot. But now they get a chance to regroup. They get a chance to go into the week knowing that Sellers is out. They get to formulate a game plan behind the backup quarterback. I expect that defense to be much better. These games are normally close. I just think 13.5 is way too many, so we'll take the Gamecocks plus the points on Saturday. I'll also take Miami minus 7.5 against Florida. Florida, back-to-back weeks, man. You're playing the number 3 team in the country in LSU, and now you get the number 4 team in the country in Miami. And it's essentially the same spread. I mean, Florida closed at 5.5 at some shops against LSU, so they were taking money all the way up until kickoff. I think that was the game to bet Florida, right? Off that tough loss to USF, you know they would bounce back and play really hard and be competitive, and that's what they were. And even despite DJ Lagway's 5 interceptions, I mean, they were still pretty much in that game the entire way. The problem is Miami's offense is much better than LSU's offense. And I think the defenses, maybe LSU's is a little bit better, but Miami's is certainly more improved. I just think it's going to be tough for Florida to really give their max effort 2 weeks in a row. And mentally, like, where's DJ Lagway at? You just threw 5 interceptions against a great LSU team. Now you got to go on the road again. No, you have to play mistake-free football and play really, really well if your team wants a chance to pull off the upset. I like the Canes, minus 7.5. And then finally, Illinois and Indiana. You got the Hoosiers favored by 4.5 at home. The total in the game is 52.5. I'm staying away from this one. Every year in college football, there's a team that just has some like magic to them, a team that their record is way better than it feels like they should be. Like the eye test doesn't match what the record is. That was TCU when they made the national championship a couple years ago. It was BYU early on in the season last year. It was this Indiana team last year. And Illinois is a team that I'm just a little bit afraid to bet against right now because that Duke game, they won the turnover battle 5-0. And just about everybody liked Duke in that game. And I just get the vibe, you know, going up against Cignetti in Indiana and how good they were against the spread last year. People are probably going to like the Hoosiers in this game. I just don't want to bet against Illinois. I kind of just want to sit back and watch this game. So Indiana-Illinois going to be a pass for me on Saturday night. All right, let's get into NFL Coach of the Year here on Send It In. And Shane Steichen, who was 28-1 before the season started to win Coach of the Year, is now your favorite at plus 625 at BetMGM. Pete Carroll is plus 900. Matt LaFleur, 10-1. Jonathan Gannon, 11-1. Liam Cohn, 12-1. Jim Harbaugh, 13. Mike Vrabel, 15. Aaron Glenn, 18-1. Sean McVay at 20-1. So the question is, you could have gotten Shane Steichen at 28-1. Now after 2 weeks, he's plus 625. So is the value gone? Is it even worth making a bet? Because a lot of times when you could have gotten a player, a coach, a bet, anything at that good a price, and now it's nearly cut from 28-1 to plus 650, it's tough to make that bet. But the Colts are plus 135 right now to win the AFC South, and Steichen is still plus 625 to win the AFC South. And it's been the reason why I bet Steichen to win Coach of the Year before the season started. It was because the narrative. It was because the two big things. if he was able to get the quarterback situation right and get Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson to play really good football, obviously a big part of that is going to be contributed to coaching. We saw what KOC was able to do with Sam Darnold last year. The other thing is the Jim Irsay narrative. And keep in mind that the Colts organization won this award a few years back with the Chuck Pagano, Bruce Arians thing. When Pagano was going through cancer, Arians ended up taking over. They made the playoffs. He won Coach of the Year. And now you have this Irsay narrative, and you have humans that vote on this thing. And I think they'll definitely be pulling for the Colts, and there'll definitely be some votes for the organization because of that. And then now you got the football that they're playing and how great that they look and the fact that they're favored to win their division. I think if the Colts win their division and they make the playoffs, Steichen is going to win this award. If he gets Daniel Jones and the Colts to the playoffs, considering what the expectations were around this team at the start of the year, I think it's his award. So for me, I still think there's plenty of value at the plus 625 because I would just rather bet that than for the Colts to win the division. If the Colts don't win the division, even if they make the playoffs but don't win the division, I don't think Steichen's winning the award because I think there's only one team out of this division getting to the playoffs. So I would rather just bet Steichen win Coach of the Year instead of betting the Colts to win the AFC South. Another coach that I would look at, how about Zach Taylor at 40-1 because of the Joe Burrow injury now, right? Zach Taylor is a guy that a lot of us don't think is a very good head coach. He's certainly on the hot seat. They have one of the worst defenses in the NFL, and now one of the best quarterbacks in the league is probably going to be out for the season as well. You're in a division with two teams that made the playoffs last year, arguably the best team in the NFL in the Ravens. If the Bengals are able to make the postseason with Burrow being knocked out and them having one of the worst defenses in the NFL, he's absolutely going to get some votes. And outside of Shane Steichen, he's probably the only guy that would worry me. I think you're getting a great price on Zach Taylor at 40-1. I don't think the Bengals are going to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to have a winning record. I don't think they're going to win the AFC North. But at 40-1, I've made worse bets than that. I think the value's good, and I don't think it's accounting for the Burrow injury. I think with Burrow being knocked out, and now so much of the Bengals' success riding on the coaching job that Taylor is going to do, feels like this price should be 25-30-1, not 40-1. So I think that could be worth a bet as well for NFL Coach of the Year. All right, you guys, let's talk some Survivor Pool here on Send It In. Now, first week is tough, because you knew everybody was going to be on the Broncos. We have no idea how good these teams are going to be, and you just want to survive. So we did that. Week two last week was very tough. Wanted to save the Ravens. Also was terrified that the Browns might give them a game. Didn't really want to bet the Lions as well. That game kind of scared me off. I like the Packers against Washington, but I kind of wanted to save Green Bay later on in the season. I ended up going with Dallas, and I shouldn't have won, but thank God for Brandon Aubrey, and we were able to pull that thing out. So we've used Denver and Dallas, and now we look ahead to week three. And for me, this is as simple as it gets. This is maybe the most confident I'll ever be in a Survivor pick all season. How can you not take the Chiefs this week? How can you not take the Chiefs in week three? The Chiefs aren't losing to the Giants. They're not going 0-3. I could have seen them going 0-2. I like the Eagles to beat the Chiefs last. Giants ain't winning that game this week. First of all, the spot for the Giants is horrendous. They're coming off a gut-wrenching loss to Dallas. Just a brutal, brutal loss. And now you got to come home and you got to play an Andy Reid, a Patrick Mahomes 0-2 team with the Ravens on deck. So not only if the Chiefs lose this game are they 0-3, I know they've had the Ravens number, but Ravens are probably going to be favored in that game in Arrowhead, and there's a good chance they could be 0-4. So the Chiefs have to win this game. Now, we know the Chiefs are probably going to win a lot of games this season, even though they're 0-2. But if you look at their schedule, there's really not a spot that, like, screams at you where you want to bet Kansas City like this one does, where they're 0-2 and you know that they have to win this game. So I know a bunch of people might want to save the Chiefs for later on in the season, but I would just bet them here, you guys. I really would. Save Green Bay for later on in the season. Everybody's going to be on Seattle against New Orleans, so I would not touch either of those teams. I would take the Chiefs. That would be my play. Then I think a lot of people might look at Buffalo as well. They're a 12.5-point favorite against the Dolphins on Thursday night. The Bills have the Panthers and the Saints the next 2 weeks, in weeks 4 and week 5. So I'd save Buffalo for that game against for Miami. I would not bet them in Survivor. And I kind of like the Dolphins plus the points. The look-ahead line was Bills minus 9.5. Now it's all the way up to minus 12.5. I know Miami usually doesn't beat the Bills in Buffalo, but it does help that the game's in September. If this game was played in December, then I definitely wouldn't like the Dolphins. They're 0-2. I love betting 0-2 teams in week 3 of the NFL. It feels like the Dolphins are definitely on verge of absolutely imploding, but they should have won that game against the Patriots. If A-Chain stays in bounds, they probably win that game. Now you turn around. I mean, this is their season, right? If they lose 0-3, things are going to get ugly, especially if they lose this game by 30 points. So if you want to attack it, I think if you like the Bills, I wouldn't just bet 12.5. I would lay alts with the Bills. Like, bet this thing to get ugly. 17.5, 21.5, 24.5. Like, bet alts with Buffalo. I think this thing is either a curb stomping or the Dolphins maybe keep it within 10 points. Maybe it's a one possession game when we look up on Thursday night. But the Chiefs would be my play in Survivor this week. 0-2, Giants coming off a terrible game. I know a lot of people are going to take Seattle against the Saints, but again, you guys, Seattle's just not a good home team anymore. They won 3 games at home last year. They already lost to San Francisco in week 1. Yes, they should beat the Saints, but don't be surprised if that game is close in the fourth quarter. And like I told you, staying away from Green Bay, want to save them for later on. I agree with Nick. I think the Bucs could be in a little bit of trouble this week. Coming off 2 games, they probably had no business of winning. The Jets just got beaten by 20 against the Bills. I think they're going to bounce back, and I think maybe Tampa could get upset at home. So for me, easy choice. Kansas City, my Survivor play for week 3. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. BetMGM account holders receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and same-game parlays. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. Take advantage of the Any Sport Parlay Boost token from our friends at BetMGM. All right, you guys, to wrap the show, PJ's plays here on Send It In. Yohenio Suarez, we're going to take him. Seattle Mariners, Kansas City Royals today. Michael Wacha on the bump for Kansas City. Suarez is 17 for 38 in his career against Michael Wacha. He has faced him a bunch, and he has done some damage on Wacha. So Suarez would be the guy that I would look at today. 17 for 38 in his career against Michael Wacha. Told you guys my prop lock, Shane Steichen, Coach of the Year, plus 625. I still think there's good value there because they're plus 135 to win the AFC South. And I think if the Colts win the division, Steichen is going to win Coach of the Year. But Zach Taylor, also think that could be worth a look at 40-1 as well. Dog of the day, give me the Chicago Cubs, plus 110 against the Pirates and Paul Skeens. Look, anytime Skeens takes the mound, especially at home, he's probably going to be a favorite in that game. But I think now that there's only a couple weeks left in the season, the Pirates aren't really playing for anything. They're not going to risk injury on Paul Skeens. I think you're going to see a little load management. While Cade Horton's trying to win NL Rookie of the Year, and I think Craig Counsell and the Cubs are going to let him go out and pitch, I'll take Chicago plus 110. And then my best bet is going to be the New York Mets today on the money line at minus 125. Clay Holmes going up against Michael King. Mets are 1-8 in their last 9 games. They snapped their 8-game losing streak the other day. I think the Mets are going to get on a little bit of a roll. I think they win 2-3 against the Padres in this series, including tonight. We'll take the Mets on the money line at minus 125. Thanks again to our guy Nick Kenyon for joining us today on the show. Again, if you guys missed any part of the show today, check out the Send It In podcast. Whole show is available for you there, so make sure you check that out, and we will see you guys tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.